ओम शांति, ओम शांति, गुड इवनिंग. मे आई रिक्वेस्ट दोस्त ऑफ यू हु आर सिटिंग डिफरेंट प्लेसेस स्कैटर्ड टू कम फॉरवर्ड बिकॉज द फ्रंट सीट्स नो सीनियर्स आर कमिंग. टुडे इज ऑल फॉर यू. इफ यू अंडरस्टैंड इंग्लिश प्लीज कम फॉरवर्ड सो द क्लोजर वी आर वी कैन कम्युनिकेट and feel the family. Thank you. The topic for this evening is to become the embodiment of powerful awareness. Keeping this topic in your mind, let us visualize our life in this cycle. When you look at the cycle of life from the beginning to the end, it is just made up of two words. In Hindi, we say Smriti and Vismriti. Awareness and forgetfulness. The whole story of life cycle is made up of these two words. And particularly for those of us who come in the whole cycle from the beginning to the end, when you look at your life, 3/4 of the cycle is awareness. Let us try to experience. Let us begin from the soul world. Go to the soul world for a moment and see yourself as a perfect, eternal, pure being of light. What is the state of mind when you were in the soul world? Would you call it awareness, remembrance or forgetfulness? It is awareness, but it is in the form of embodiment, just being. And then we come to the beginning of the cycle, Golden Age and Silver Age. What would you call the state of mind? Would you call it remembrance or forgetfulness? Again, it is a natural awareness. It's natural awareness. We don't practice I am a soul, as we do here. We are soul conscious, aware. And then, in the beginning of the Copper Age, of course we did not drop suddenly into forgetfulness. It happened gradually. So, in Iron Age, that is the time we had forgotten the self-awareness totally. Again, when we come into the confluence age, it is awareness. So you can see very clearly in the soul world, golden age, silver age, confluence age, we are aware. So 3/4 of the cycle, we have the sanskara of awareness. Only 1/4 of the cycle, we had forgotten totally. So when we come to Baba, Baba reminds us of our true self-awareness. Who am I? Actually, this is very, very important to hold this awareness for the rest of the Brahmin life. That is the key. You know, I remember once a disciple went to a guru. He was seeking for enlightenment. And so he asked his guru, "Can you give me one word that could lead me to the life of enlightenment?" He said, "Awareness." But he couldn't understand the disciple. He went back to him second time, asked him to elaborate a little bit more on what is awareness. So the guru said simply, "Awareness is awareness." But of course in English we use two words. In Hindi only one word, smriti. But in English we use two words, awareness and consciousness. So which one comes first? Awareness. When you have awareness, you are conscious of what you are aware of. So that is the key word even for us to lead an enlightened life, a jnani life. And I'm sure since we have become Brahmins, to some extent we practice to keep the awareness as much as possible, right? All of us have attention, we keep chart, we look at ourselves, we check. We do have awareness, but we are still playing the game of forgetting and becoming aware. So there is no power. You know, if you put the switch on and off every now and then, how can you get the heating working? You have to let the switch on for a while so that the light can change into might. So I have to hold that awareness for a period of time, to embody that awareness. Then only you are able to spread the vibrations. You know, a few days ago in one of the blessings, Baba said, you know, the physical lights has such a, speciality. If they put green light, it creates that kind of atmosphere. If they put blue light, that kind of atmosphere. If the light that is created by us can create an atmosphere, why not our stage of being embodiment of awareness? But what is happening is we are not able to hold on to that consistency. You know, we do have awareness. It is not that we are totally forgetful. And I am sure whenever we have awareness, we feel the power. Am I right? You can feel upliftment. You can feel enlightenment. You can feel the inner power. But the moment we slip out of that awareness, we are lost. So what is very important in order to conquer Maya? You know, the easiest way to conquer Maya is to become the embodiment of powerful awareness. So when I was thinking about this topic, I was reflecting on one of the classes Jagdish Bhai had given us when he was in the physical body. How many of you have met Jagdish Bhai? Very few of you. He was a wonderful brother, you know, of the Yajna, who used to churn knowledge in depth and experience it himself and then share it with others and write in the form of books. And so he had given a class once, you know, how to create the stage of being the powerful embodiment of awareness. What he was talking about it was, it is not just enough to think I am a soul. Finish. So, I cannot hold on to that awareness longer because I need to extend the other facets, other parts of awareness together with the soul. So he had shared 16 awareness which are connected one with the other. So throughout the day, if I am able to keep my mind occupied with one or the other awareness out of the 16 awareness, then whenever I want, I am able to embody that and feel the power. Because in order to feel the power, you need to churn. You need to churn certain ingredients together. You know, until you put the right ingredients and churn them together, you will not get that essence. So it is, in a way, to become embodiment of awareness is essenceful. Being, just being. Awareness into experience. You don't have to say, you are experiencing it. So what I thought was, I was remembering those 16 type of awareness that make up the stage of being the embodiment of power. So I would like to share with you. So maybe you can try to see how it would help you to create the power to manage, to maintain the consistency in having this stage of embodiment of awareness. So the first awareness is, of course, the awareness of myself as a soul. Not just intellectually thinking, just that I am a soul. Feel it. What is soul? The second awareness is awareness of the form of the soul. Because it is very important to be aware how I look like. I am light. I am a soul. I am light, the form of the soul. And the third, awareness of my relationship between the body and the soul. It has to be very clear, distinct, because we are practicing soul consciousness while we are in the body to feel that we are not off the body while we are in the body. So I should be very clear in my understanding about the relationship between the body and the soul. Soul is imperishable, body is perishable. Soul is immortal, body is mortal. You know, soul is non-physical, body is physical. So, this clear understanding will help me to separate myself easily from the body. That is the third. And the fourth awareness is my relationship with Shiv Baba. As a soul, my relationship with Shiv Baba. Now, many times we say to Baba, Baba, we forget you. Baba says, you cannot forget me. How can you forget me when you have love for me? We don't really forget Baba, but what we forget is, I am a soul. We don't admit that. If I am remembering I am a soul, I will definitely remember Shiv Baba. No other being can come into my mind. So this is why it is important, first awareness of the soul, awareness of the form of the soul, awareness of the relationship between both, and fourthly, awareness of Shiv Baba as a point of light like myself. And then the fifth awareness is awareness of the present confluence age. It also helps me to maintain consistency, because only in this confluence age we are given this knowledge of who I am, who I belong to, how I look like. All these aspects are given to me only at this time. So it is very important to be aware that you are in the confluence age. And then the sixth awareness is awareness of all relationships. As a soul, all relationship with Shiv Baba. Because if I am lacking any one relationship, I cannot manage to have embodiment of awareness. There will be some loose contact. You know, sometimes we plug in, there is contact, but not intact. It is loose contact. So to maintain my awareness and to create power, I have to make sure I have all relationships with Shiv Baba. So check. Even if one relationship with Baba is missing, you cannot maintain consistency, you lose the power. So it is important. And the seventh awareness is awareness of the promises we made to God. Because sometimes we make promises but we don't keep up the promise. So in order to keep up the promise, I have to be aware of what I have said to Baba, what I will do. You know, many times Baba reminds us, when you were in bhakti, you used to tell me, oh, when you come, I will surrender only to you. I will only remember you. Now I have come. But we have forgotten the promise that we made, right? We said, when you come, I will surrender my body, mind and wealth, everything to you. But we had forgotten. So Baba has to remind us, but we are not aware of the promises that we have made ourselves. So it is also important during the day sometimes, you know, what promises I had made to Baba. And of course, the next awareness is how much I have fulfilled those promises. Means it is connected with our awareness, you know, because you may make promise, you won't get any marks by making promise. But you will get marks when you fulfill the promise. So it will help in maintaining the power in your awareness. So how many promises, awareness to fulfill the promises I have made with Baba. It brings power, because when I fulfill the promise, what it means, I come closer to Baba, I fulfill Baba's hopes, you know, I become loyal, I become honest, I do what I said. So all these practices helps me to clear up my intellect, to connect myself with myself and Baba. So that is the eighth awareness, awareness to fulfill the promises. And also, one interesting thing Jagdish Bhai mentioned, awareness to always, you know, a good student in a school, they will always have the aim to get A1. Nobody gets admission into the school to fail. So always have the awareness to pass with honors. Even today, Dadi Janki, you know, was giving us so much enthusiasm. Even those who have come today can come into 108 if they make the right effort. Right? She said there are lakhs of others. She doesn't want us to be part of it. She doesn't even want us to be part of 16,000 also. So it is possible. As is your aim, so will be your qualifications. So to maintain the power in my awareness, this is also very important. Awareness to pass with honor. And that is why we have to always choose the right company. We should always choose, you know, the right role model to follow. So then we are able to manage to keep this awareness constantly. And the tenth awareness is connected with the food. This was very interesting when I was reading the class that he gave. You know, awareness of offering bhog means how important it is in this Brahmin life that whatever we eat, we offer it to Baba and we eat in Baba's remembrance. How much it will help in my awareness, managing, maintaining my awareness. And that is why it is always said, as is the food, so is your mind. So don't take it easily, because every meal you eat, if it is cooked in Baba's remembrance, offered according to the system, and eaten in Baba's remembrance, it strengthens your awareness. It's very, very important aspect. And the 11th awareness is awareness to return home. This is also very important. We have come here to play our part in the drama. We have to return home. No matter, we enjoy our part a lot. You know, we like the place where we are staying. We love the relationship. But they are all temporary. So this thought at the back of my mind that I have to return home, the awareness of return journey. We have come from home. We have to go home. So one is awareness of returning home, and the next awareness of the home itself. Every now and then, I go back to my home. I need to practice, because even that is also building awareness. You know, sometimes you may not be starting practicing I am a soul, but you may start to practice the awareness with just the thought, now I want to return home. It's time. So just see yourself in your home. That will also build up strength. So just the awareness of the home, so you detach yourself from here. So that is another type of awareness. And the 13th is awareness of golden age. Because yes, we are not going to be staying at home long time. Those of us who come from the beginning to the end of the cycle, we just touch and come back. And so we also have to be aware that after my return journey, I am coming back to the golden age. So the awareness of the golden age brings great happiness. You know, sometimes people think when somebody is really engaged in practicing this kind of soul consciousness, they may look dry, they may look serious, they don't want to talk to people. Not like that. Because it is combined with happiness also. So you will not feel that kind of dryness. So awareness of the golden age. And the 14th, awareness of the self-sovereignty. Because in the confluence age, Baba gives us back the kingdom that we had lost. So we become the self-sovereign, the self-rulers. So until I am seated on my seat as a king and I rule over my mind, intellect and sanskaras, so I don't feel the power. You know, sometimes Brahma Baba used to share his experience. Every morning, to practice this self-sovereignty, one habit we can create, every morning after Amrit Vela, you call all the subjects, ministers, servants for a meeting. You know, mind, intellect, sanskaras are your ministers. The five sense organs are your subjects. The five elements are your servants. So assign duties for them. You know, you are a king, you are a ruler. Give them duties, what they should be doing today. Eyes, what they should see. Ears, what they should hear. Mind, what it should think. Give them duties. So during the day, all that you need to do is, aware means, just sit on your seat and supervise. And then at night, have a court. Call everybody and check, did they do the duty or not? And if anyone has deceived you, not did the duty, give them punishment. So that the same thing is not repeated next day. But today Baba said beautifully, right? You know, when you make a mistake, you ask for forgiveness. Actually, it is no forgiveness is given. But you can forgive yourself by not repeating the same mistake. Baba has said very clearly in many murlis, he don't forget, he won't forgive. But he will warn you, don't do it again in the future. So if you don't repeat it, you have forgiven yourself. So I have to do this kind of exercise every day if I want to bring power into my awareness. I have to be a ruler. I have to sit on my seat. I need to have that self-respect that I am the king. It's not ego. It's not arrogance, it's self-respect. So that I am able to order the subjects, the servants, and they obey me. And the 15th awareness is actually awareness of our aim. Now again and again in the Murlis, Baba reminds us, you know, why he had kept Lakshmi Narayan picture in the history hall with such a big translate. Every time Baba enters the history hall, you know, we are reminded, oh, this is our aim and object. This is what I am going to become. So the more I am reminded about my aim, the more I will bring qualification into my life. But if I don't have that aim, you know, once in a while I remember, so the awareness doesn't have the power because it doesn't carry qualifications. So this is also an addition to bring power into our awareness. And the last one is actually awareness of the time. You know, it's now. Usually, when Baba says, short time, little time, people ask this question, how little? Why not Baba say 1 month, 1 year, 2 weeks? No, once Daddy Janki mentioned, you know, how little time you have. The only time I have is now. So I have to be aware of the time. Whatever I have to do, I have to do now. So what Jagdish Bhai was saying was, you know, during the whole day, create a timetable to bring one or the other awareness while you are performing action. Like today Baba said, you must have a powerful remembrance while doing action. It is a challenge. I was thinking about it, you know, because we become action conscious so fast. We are not body conscious while performing action. We are not God conscious. We are not soul conscious. We are not even unconscious. What we are? Action conscious. So there is no power. And that is why we easily get influenced by the actions that we are performing. So in order to avoid becoming action conscious, and how do I know I have become action conscious? My thoughts are very ordinary. Mundane thoughts. Not necessarily waste thoughts. Just silly, funny thoughts, you know. Mundane, ordinary thoughts, which has no value. So if I want to bring value into the thoughts while I am performing action, so I have to have some kind of awareness. Either before performing action, I remind myself of being a self-sovereign. Before performing action, I remind myself of my aim. Before performing action, I remind myself of my return journey. Some awareness has to be brought. Otherwise, the mind and intellect doesn't have direction. So, first of all, to have remembrance and then powerful remembrance. Powerful remembrance means my mind and intellect is not pulled anywhere else, either to my body or to any bodily relations or even towards the action and the result of the action I am performing. Now, most of the time what I have seen is when we are performing action, why our remembrance is not powerful? Because our mind and intellect is engaged in thinking, oh, now I am doing this action, no? Everybody will like it. When somebody will see me this, they will praise me. They will consider me, I am so good. So like, thoughts like this desire, and so when the action is completed, you are looking forward for some feedback. Of course, people have enjoyed it, but they did not give you any feedback. So you are a little bit desperate to know what happened, they like it or not. But of course, it was okay. But why you got that kind of, upheaval in your mind? Because of expectation. But if I have performed karma as a karma yogi, as Baba said, my mind and intellect is not pulled towards the action that was finished. Full stop. It's finished. So in order to manage my intellect and my mind not to be diverted, I have to already keep an awareness. In other words, it's like a guard, you know. It's like attention guard always with you, so that you are always safe. So why Jagdish Bhai mentioned about these 16 types of awareness is because we need to combine them together to create power. And according to our situations during the day, because different days we are in different situations, different places, so different kind of awareness is necessary. So if I have the clear understanding how many ways I can think, so then I have already kept my mind occupied. So there is no chance for the mind and intellect to escape and have any waste thoughts. So I need to soak myself. You know, to embody an awareness means I need to soak myself in that awareness for a period of time. Then you feel the taste of it. So that is why in all the centers we have yoga bhatti once a week, where we all sit together for 2 hours or 1 hour. It is necessary. Because every time I sit in meditation, hello, hello, goodbye, Baba, it doesn't help. I have to allow myself to sink into it. And then you come out. You know, I have heard experience from dadis, Manohar Dadi, Shantamani Dadi, what Baba used to do to them. You know, Baba will take them on the mountains and give them one word, not long sentence. You are a soul, truth. You are a pure soul. Okay, go and meditate. And they will sit on the mountain for 2 hours without moving, just embodied. So it is experience. So now we have to really, that is called tapasya. Not like you listen to the commentaries and when the commentary over, meditation over. When the song is played, I am dancing. And when the song finish, my meditation finish. Our meditation is not with the song. Our meditation is not with the light. Our meditation is not with the clock. Our meditation is with Shiv Baba, right? So it should be consistent. So this is the first lesson which is very, very important, because there is a chain, you know. First is awareness. As is your awareness, so is your consciousness. In Hindi, one word only. As is your consciousness, so is your state of mind. Sthiti. And as is your sthiti, state of mind, so is your vritti, attitude of mind, your mental outlook. As is your attitude, so will be your drishti, your outlook. That is how you will see. No, just like if somebody wear green glass, they look everything green, but it's not. So if my attitude is not right, I will look at everyone with that kind of attitude, but not necessary. It is right. So if my attitude is not right, where should I check? My awareness is wrong. If there is a state of mind which is not, like say, stable, it's full of fear, doubt, I must check my awareness. Why my state of mind is not good today? What kind of awareness am I keeping? Or there is no awareness but total forgetfulness. So I have to bring back to myself again and again, again and again. I have to be my own teacher nowadays. There is no more teachers. So as is your vision, so is the world. No? Jaise drishti, vaise srishti. So that is how when we come to Baba, because our drishti change, we begin to see ourselves as soul and we begin to see others as soul, for us the whole world changed. You know, the whole world seems to be one family for us. And then as is your drishti, so will be your action also. And as is your action, so is your sanskara. Any action you repeat, it becomes a habit. Any habit you repeat, it becomes a sanskara. If it is in the form of a habit, it can be changed easily. But if it becomes sanskara, it takes a long time. So the foundation, the seed is awareness. And so this time, before the new year comes, you can create your own tapasya time. Take one awareness only and spend an hour tapasya on that. Just that, you know. I am light. I am soul. I am light. I am soul. I am immortal. Strengthen the awareness. And once you have strengthened all aspects of awareness, then you will find the consistency begins. You know, like we forgot ourselves. We are soul to such an extent from copper age, it was totally gone from our sanskara. Like in golden age, the awareness of the soul is so natural, we don't have any body consciousness. Even though we have relationship, even though we interact with each other in the form of relationship, but no body consciousness. It was so natural. So it has to be consistent. So why I wanted to take this topic today is because Baba keeps on reminding us, this is going to be your last question. I have to become embodiment of self-awareness in 1 second. Not practicing. You know, you may be in the midst of any kind of situation, we don't know. Any kind of adverse situation, at that time, I have been given order to be soul conscious. I become, not trying to remind myself I am a soul, but I am. That will allow me to be part of 8 jewels. That allows me to pass with honors. So the chance is open. Anybody can claim that number. So the examination has not come, but the question is out. So we are so lucky. The question is out. Only one question. The time is 1 second, but the place is not fixed. The place where we will be examined about our awareness will be different for different souls. So that is why we have to be ever ready. So let us practice the awareness of the soul in all these different aspects in such a way that the consciousness of the body is dissolved. And that is why in Mahabharata they say that Pandavas went on the top of the Himalayas and got melted. But in fact, that is our story. We melt our body consciousness. Of course, melting the body consciousness is not easy, as difficult as climbing the Himalaya mountain. So it is the easiest subject, it is the difficult subject. So we have to pay a lot of attention. So what I would suggest before we begin the gift ceremony, for the next 5 minutes, let us just practice one awareness. Hold on to one awareness. Let us begin now. So just sit straight, keep yourself free. You know, don't write anything. I won't be speaking long commentary. Just remind, that's all. And you have to hold that thought and embody it for the next 5 minutes to see how you have mastered that awareness into your life. So let us start. I am a being of living light. Sparkling in the center of my forehead. I am light. A being. Radiating light. Just the light. I am light. I feel light. I am enlightened. I am floating. In lightness. Freedom. Light beyond no boundaries. Radiating light. Mm-hmm. this light reaches out. Each and every particle of my body. I am beyond physical. In the spiritual dimension, unlimited. Enjoy these feelings. This is just a sample how you can create your own thoughts and do tapasya this time to take back with you this gift of being embodiment, the powerful embodiment of awareness before the new year. Thank you.